Today, we commemorate Saints Perpetua and Felicity, two very early martyrs in the Roman Catholic Church, so that they're also included in the Roman canon, the first Eucharistic prayer. They're two of the seven women named, each kind of symbolizing different women with different vocations, you know, some being virgin martyrs, consecrated, but Perpetua and Felicity are the two that represent the married woman in the kingdom of heaven. Perpetua was a noble woman who was very young and had just given birth before her martyrdom, and Felicity was her servant, a slave woman who was pregnant. And they were both catechumens and were arrested, especially when the persecution started ramping up again, and were told they were going to need to offer sacrifice to the pagan gods, to the emperors. And Perpetua's father, who was of the aristocrats, begged her to, you know, give up this foolish idea of being a Christian, or at the very least, just offer the sacrifice, and even though in your heart, you know, you don't believe in it, you don't believe in the pagan god, just offer up the sacrifice and move on, you know. But Perpetua, she told her father, you know, she pointed to a water vessel. She said, you know, what is this? It's a water pot. Can it be called by anything else except that? And he said, no. And she said, well, the same for me. I'm a Christian. There's nothing else that I can be called, or no other way than I can act. And she, because she was educated, knew how to write, and so we actually have a very rare account of her diary while in prison, probably one of the earliest writings of an early Christian woman in the church. And so she gives a beautiful account. I read it a couple years ago. That's very encouraging. And she even shared some dreams as she tried to also keep converting her family when they were trying to persuade her to give up the faith. And she also encouraged Felicity, who she thought because of her pregnancy, she wouldn't be able to be martyred with her friends. The Roman law, despite its culture of death, actually had a law that prohibited executing women while they were pregnant. But she did give birth early while in prison. And the prison guard, hearing her in pain during childbirth, taunted her, saying, if you're in such pain now, how do you think you're going to handle the wild beasts? And she said in reply, I'm in pain now, but later I will have another one within me, and he will suffer for me. She knew Jesus would be with her and suffering with her, and that's what gave her that courage to go forth into her martyrdom without fear. 3 days after she gave birth, she was brought to the Colosseum, and there Perpetua and Felicity were with their other group of Christians. They were martyred. And Perpetua, though, it was said, someone finished, an eyewitness finished her diary and wrote that she was in such a prayerful ecstasy when the first bull charged her that she did not even realize that she had been attacked. Felicity had to point out to her, you know, the wounds on her body. And Perpetua, seeing that her dress was torn, even tried to readjust it out of modesty. And when the animals did not kill them, a gladiator was sent to finish them off. And Perpetua, waiting for her crown of glory, that crown of martyrdom, gently guided the nervous gladiator, who was afraid to kill her. He gently guided the sword to her neck so that she was beheaded. She and Felicity then are great examples of what Jesus talks about in today's gospel. Whoever is not with me is against me. You know, her father tried to convince her, you know, try to play this middle line, but Jesus shows in today's gospel there is no neutral position. In the end, you're either for God or against him. And as Jeremiah said, you know, you will either have your back towards God or your face toward him. There's no middle compromise. During this time of Lent, then, what do we need to do to cast off whatever is getting in the way of us being fully united with God? At the end of our life, will we be judged as being one who had lived our life as being for God or against him? Will, at the end of our life, we have our backs turned toward God, or will we have our face turned toward him?